Turkey's foreign minister says he is here to enhance ties with Beirut. And Mevlut Cavusoglu offered to help tackle Lebanon's worst crisis with its longtime partners, Gulf states. But that's a tough task. Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Bahrain, and Kuwait have severed diplomatic relations with the Lebanese government because they say it's controlled by the Iranian-backed Hezbollah.
We hope this crisis can be solved through mutual respect and dialogue. We are ready to play a role in this.
Riyadh says the crisis is about what it calls Hezbollah's domination over the country.
The problem is not related, it's not only a Lebanese one, it's not a local issue just between Lebanon and Saudi Arabia. It's between Iran and Saudi Arabia.
Cavusoglu was in Tehran before arriving in Beirut, which is among the battlegrounds where the regional rivalry between Saudi Arabia and Iran plays out. It's also being fought in Yemen, where the pro-Iranian Houthis are making their way into Mareb, the government's last stronghold in the north.
Saudi Arabia is directly accusing Hezbollah of supporting the Houthis that are jeopardizing the very security of the Saudi Arabia, while the United States, they want to guarantee the minimum stability in Lebanon.
It seems the U.S. and Saudi Arabia have different priorities. Washington backs Prime Minister Najib Mehati's government and has called on Gulf countries to restore ties with Lebanon that needs international support. Saudi Arabia has long channeled funds into this country's fragile economy, but it has withheld support in recent years because of Hezbollah's influence. Gulf Arab states are a lifeline for hundreds of thousands of Lebanese, and Lebanon's leaders are trying to find a way out of the diplomatic rift, which has worsened political divisions and added to the economic turmoil. The crisis is rooted beyond Lebanon's borders in geopolitical rivalry between many stakeholders. Turkey appears to have entered the fray. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.